Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. We're at the Dirt Workshop as we've been bragging it up here for the last couple of weeks. And the he bookends the entire workshop. He was the opening speaker and will be the keynote presenter here tomorrow afternoon. Now, Dr. Lee Breeze of Central over in Edgeley, North Dakota. Good to see you, Lee.
Yeah, that's right.
And so last night you were kind of helping the title of that last night?
It was a show and tell. I was running the microphone back and forth to folks so they could contribute.
What was the most compelling story that was shown?
Well, there were really several things, and actually, so there was a lot of show and tell, but there was a lot more question than answer, really, I think. And I think one of the major questions was, you know, how do we deal with these soils that we kind of gave them a hard time this year with harvest, with the wet harvest, and what can we do to manage that? And do we need to get aggressive, or is there some kind of middle ground? There was just a lot of discussion around it.
And if you bring in a university professor, a soil scientist, to lecture to everybody, that would be one option, but to have farmers say, well, here's what I'm going to do, and this is what I did do, and this is what worked and didn't work, it's probably more productive to have farmers talking to farmers.
I think it was a really good thing to have farmers talking to farmers. We actually heard several different ways to address these ideas and different things that each person could take and mold and fit into their own situation.
Such as?
Well, just doing a light tillage to take over these really deep ruts and to just fill them in a little bit without having to go whole all the way across the board, a deep tillage, and then have to come back with another one. We talked about actually using a field finishing equipment to just roll those edges in a little bit, take care of those ruts, and then be able to plant right into it, because we're concerned about not having time this spring as well.
Last summer, when you were down in Lincoln, Nebraska, getting your PhD, your doctorate, I was really happy. I go, wow, this is great. I was really happy for you. This is the first time I've had a chance to congratulate you.
Well, thanks, man.
It's pretty cool. So now that you're Dr. Lee Breeze, you got to get out of Edgeley, North Dakota, right?
No, it doesn't change anything. I do like the title. I'm that kind of ham. But you know what? It doesn't mean a whole lot other than I've just accumulated a little bit more knowledge that I think is helping my business. And I intend to stay doing the same thing I'm doing from the same place.
And it's helping farmers do a better job with their soil, right? Or make more money. Right?
All of the above. Like, yeah. That's the goal for most of these farms, is to take a good care of their farm and their resources and their land and make a good living while doing it.
So what this has been just a disastrous year for many people. I mean, the School of Hard Knocks came knocking pretty hard this year.
Yeah, and I don't think it's over yet, Mick. There's going to be a lot of corn that's going to go into 2020. So 19 is going to last from last winter all the way through this year into next spring. But honestly, you know, it's hard to take a lot of what did we learn this year other than there's a few things of how we can do better with water.
And again, such as?
So I think the cover crops are something that a lot of guys tried, and I think more people are going to try. If we have a lot of water in our soil profile, that's one way to help us move a little bit of water. I think that's going to be something that's going to be more prevalent in North Dakota in general. So I think that's going to be one thing.
We have folks listening up in Langdon on KNDK and Grafton KXPO radio that they were raising dust in May, planting into dusted in. They were hoping to bust the bin and all that. And it was dry all summer. And then the rains hit.
Right,
so,
right.
There's, you know, everybody's got a different...
Everybody's got a different problem, and that was really my message this morning, was that your details matter, and what's going on your farm, your resources, and what you're facing is going to be different than your neighbor, whether it's a financial position, equipment, or labor, and you need to really... I want growers to take stock of that this winter, to really list what they have and what their limitations are, so that they're ready for next year, because it's going to come hard and fast.
All right, so for 2020, what are some lessons learned in 19 that we can carry into 2020 and hopefully make 2020 a little better of a year, or at least a better start?
I think one of the things that several growers did is they planted corn fairly late, and I think that got to be one of those hard lessons that could be fairly expensive. And I think we know that there's an end date in your region, in your area, for your farm and your acreage.
There's a reason for that end
date.
Yeah,
there's an end date. And whether it's related to the insurance date or not, I mean, that's your decisions. But really, there is an end date, and I think we need to pay attention to that moving forward, especially going in wet. We could likely have a wet fall as well.
But is that a GDD thing? I mean, do we need the growing units? Or are there other reasons to get the corn in the ground early as possible?
Yeah, there's several reasons for it. So the growing degree units are definitely part of that. They're important in May. We don't necessarily accumulate a lot, but that early growth is really important. Healthy stands early on are really important too. So getting into good fit conditions, not being too wet. And then the other issue that we had was we were forcing it late in the season. We were still too wet. We were still planting, and we actually had soil conditions that reduced stand and reduced vigor and yield for the corn plant.
How about the guys that I know I'm going to have wet soils next spring? Are they going to have cold soils next spring also?
Maybe. So the two tend to go hand in hand. It takes a lot of sunlight energy to warm up water. We know that when things are drier, they warm up faster. But one of those things is really, you know, manage your water in this situation. Like, I'd rather plant into moisture than not plant into moisture. Planting into the dust, you're really hoping for things to come around.
Yeah. All right. Well, this morning you gave a little presentation, and Tim Hammerich put on social media, this Lee Breeze has got some yo-yo skills. So what was the yo-yo as a what do they call that?
A metaphor.
Yeah.
It was a learning tool. It's one of those things that everybody could have one because they're not really expensive, and everybody can use one. So yo-yo is not an intensely complicated thing, but it does take a little bit of practice and a little bit of time. And the message was really, when you're going to put a change or implement something new into your farm, you can go to the best meetings, you can listen to the best experts, and you can read the best books, but in the end, you still have to build the skills to pull it off. And so that was the idea with the yo-yo, is that everybody can do it. If you put in the time and you work on it, you can get to that goal. And I think the same is true with any new practice that you bring into the farm, whether it's going to be minimum till, cover crops, strip till, whatever changes you're looking at. Don't forget, you actually have to put in the time to learn it.
Absolutely everybody, including the six-year-old who gets one for Christmas, their first time is they roll that yo-yo out and plunk, it stays at the bottom of this. How long did it take you to become the yo-yo expert that you are?
I'm no yo-yo expert. I'm just a little bit better than the people at the conference today because I've had 6 months lead time. So I played with them as a kid like everybody. I think most people have had them in their hands. And that was the other thing. It's something familiar. It's not entirely foreign. And I never really spent a lot of time on it, but I wanted to use it as this metaphor, and we were able to get one in everybody's hands. So,
walking the dog, what is that called?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, walk the dog, around the world, rock the baby, several of those tricks.
All those things here. Yeah. And anybody can learn to do that.
Absolutely.
Huh? All right. Just like soil health in farming.
It's for everybody, and it's for all of us. The soil is an important resource, and we all need to be working to better it.
What are you going to tell them tomorrow at your keynote speech?
Well, I'm going to ask them what tricks and tips they picked up at the meeting and ask them if they picked up any yo-yo tips on the way, and then just see how that they can make that fit into their system based on the details of their system and how they can make it work.
Are you looking for more clients at Central Ag Consulting out there?
The company for sure is always interested. At this point, my plate is fairly full. But, we're always looking for new growers and new opportunities.
What is going to work well in 2020 in South Central North Dakota?
I don't know, Mick. I'm not really sure. You're the weather guy. You should be telling me what's going to happen. I think we just need to hedge our bets a little bit, knowing we're going to be wet. I would think to plan on a little bit shorter season. So maybe you shorten up your varieties a little bit. Maybe you change your crop diversity a little bit. Spread your workload a little bit. I think those are wise moves.
I guess my question is, what are farmers telling you? They're saying, holy mackerel, I don't want to do soybeans again. Or this wheat was a disaster, but I'm going to do it for crops, for soil health, for rotation. What are they saying?
I'm hearing all of the crops were a disaster, Mick. And yeah. Nobody's really wanting to talk and plan a whole lot for next year. Guys are planning for next year, but it's fairly conservative, not going too far off board either direction. But in those fields that we know that are going to be challenges, we're actually placing them down on our priority list and working with the fields that we know we're going to farm and that we're going to do a good job on and focusing on them.
Only got about 30 seconds here, so this will be an easy answer for you. What do you think of the intercropping concept?
Oh, I love the intercropping concept. It's a ton of challenges, and it's not for the faint of heart. And it's not a beginner system, I would say that. Like, you need to practice your yo-yo for a while. But I think there's a lot of opportunity in that. And we did a little bit this year, and I think there's a lot of opportunity.
Hey, there's some more equipment to buy, I guess. Whether it's strip-till or intercropping or minimum-till, anything. Alrighty. Hey, well, how do guys get a hold of you or the company there?
They can find us on the web at centraltv.net. I'm on Twitter if you really want to find me, at Lee_Breese, and go ahead, get a hold of me there.
B-R-I-E-S-E.
That's correct.
Gotcha. All right, Lee, thank you for being here and being deeply involved in this conference and workshop, and as always, thanks for being on the radio. I try not to bother you too much, but I'll be calling you every once in a while through the winter and next year.
So. Thanks, Mick.
You bet. Thank you.